And given it was different playing on grass, obviously, yeah. But, you know, there's no excuses. Yeah, I think first week we were kind of getting the team together, didn't really know who was where and everything, and it was just kind of a molding week just to see what we needed to do.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was there. It was there that week, but we just didn't have the final touches, and, you know, against Larkin, our concentration lapsed, and it just killed us. So that's our main focus, is concentrated for 80 minutes.
Yep.
And we came out here, knew it was a sectional match, knew it was a huge one.
Yep.
And, you know, we lost a ton of players last year that were great players. When we came out, we knew this was going to be a tough game. And we got the job done, focused 80 minutes, hard work. It was real good.
Yeah, like I said, good to get off to a good start. That helps thing, but the second half, you really put the pressure on that side. You just controlled things. There wasn't too much that you had to contend with, so that's kind of the type of match you like, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I had two shots on me the whole game, and, you know, I love that when the defense does all the work for me.
Yeah, mention all those guys on the defense.
It was the first week I was kind of nervous because, you know, it's a young back line. It's three juniors out there, and you didn't really know. It was only one of them returning starter.
And that is a returning starter. Is
Zach Weigel.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we didn't really know how that was going to work out, but they've really matured, over three games. And I think they finally got their shape out there, especially on this turf. They're really starting to knock the ball around back a lot better.
Yeah, mention those other guys. Just throw those other guys' names in there, the other guys.
That's Max Newman on the left, Danny Pasternak sweeping, Zach White stopping, Brian Johnson outright.
Yeah, so again, it's come together nicely, and that's good. It's because, like I said, if it's sometimes the 20 year, there's still uncertainty about that, but they're coming together and doing the job, and that's making matters a lot easier.
Definitely.
You lost the last couple matches and then draws that you could have got wins out of it. So again, the first thing you want to do is turn that around, and
especially at home.
And with this big week, with the matches you got, this is a good start. For you personally, probably nice to know you're here, a match against
teammate you were with on
the national championship. Yeah. That was kind of exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's a great keeper too, and we knew it was going to be a battle around the goal the whole game.
Yeah,
so it was
fun. I told Thomas, I said, you'd be able to score, get three balls past him is not an easy accomplishment, but that says the good things about the way you guys are clicking on offense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it got real strong up there. I think we got great leadership that we didn't even really expect from the start. You know, we got great leadership out there in every position.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's afraid to yell at each other. Nobody's afraid to get in each other's face, say, hey, pick it up. And I think it really helps us, you know, because we got guys who are consistent energy. There's no mental lapses throughout the game. There's guys, you know, make a mistake, someone's yelling at him, hey, come on, pick it up, get back in the game, and they're right back in it.
And what is it that you like the most about this group and what you've seen so far that gives you confidence that this is going to be a successful season for you guys?
Chemistry.
Uh-huh.
It's all about the chemistry. You know, in years past, it's not just the specific teams, but the program as a whole. You know, there's been a few weekends where the team has hung out, but it's something we definitely need to incorporate more, and it's showing out there. You know, we know each other a lot better.
Yep.
No one hates each other out there. Everyone's friends out there, so, you know, there's no ball hogs out there.
Okay.